This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, on the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us wherever you're listening to us from. Thank you very much for your service to America. To our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks that are still working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and yep, they're still up there in the northern tundra, Wyoming and Montana, thanks to the president, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good Monday morning, Kyle.
Good Monday morning to you, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And yesterday, Sunday, was a national day of prayer, declared so by President Trump, for everyone to think a little bit about what it is that we're going through as a nation. And Kyle, I was absolutely appalled. I could think of better words, but I'm going to use a polite word. I was absolutely appalled by what David Boss Hogg and Muqtada Tlaib did in terms of tweets and the language they used.
That's right, Captain. David Hogg tweeted out basically an expletive saying it starts with an F and it says about the National Day of Prayer, so people can put that together. But what was happened after that, too, Captain, was incredibly appalling as well, and that is that Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat out of Michigan, retweeted that tweet without any comment, and that has also caused a firestorm for its inappropriateness.
Now, I'm going to talk to the good people up there in Michigan. You need to vote this Tlaib woman the hell out of office. She is an embarrassment to all the people that all the good people that I know in Michigan. Just like Omar is up in Minnesota. You people heard me up there. Now you can hear me again in Michigan. She is an embarrassment to all the good people that I know that are in Michigan. Vote her out. She's a disgrace to you and your state. So isn't little old Omar up there in Minnesota. Those are two. I can go on, but let's just start with those two first.
Well, sure. And again, it's just such an aggressive sort of an attack onto people of faith, people with seriously held religious beliefs who at this time, especially at this time, believe that we need to be turning to the Lord to ask for help and guidance and protection, all these things.
Well, of course.
And that is something that Americans have done, Captain, for well over two centuries, and we're not stopping now.
Anybody that knows anyone that's a Native American, an Indian, they will sometimes just go out by themselves, and you won't know what they're doing. And if you happen to stumble upon them when they go out by themselves, they're praying to whatever and whoever it is that they're praying to at the moment, because I've known Indians that have prayed to their own gods, as well as, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have their own religion, and it's a great example, a great place to start, because like I said, when I was born and brought up, I lived right next door to an Indian reservation. And I got the chance to see the way that they conducted their own lives, and it was something to watch.
Exactly right. And but again, this sort of aggressive attack is uncalled for. There's no place for it, and it reveals the character of those who would say such things.
Yeah. Well, speaking of no place for it and no whatever for it, Bernie and Biden, the Bernie and Biden show, the B&B boys, faced off against each other in their first one-on-one Democratic debate. And, of course, Joe had to come right out of the chute and go right after. Well, actually, it was Bernie came out of the chute and went after Joe right off the bat. And Joe was on the defensive all night long. I did not watch it. I've been hearing bits and pieces of the audio on my different sources here, but I can't capture it because CNN is having a problem getting it all out there.
Well, be that as it may, Captain, it was an interesting sort of back and forth. Number one, there was no audience there, so the candidates couldn't play on applause or jeers or boos or any of those kinds of things. But the two candidates, Biden and Sanders, really began to sort of rough it up a little bit, because I think Sanders, his mission was to try to bloody up Biden as much as he could, like
sure.
A prize fighter, basically. And Biden was able to withstand, I think, almost all of it. And Biden probably did the best debate performance that we've ever seen him do. But that being said,
I don't think it was good enough to beat what Bernie did.
Well, no. See, the thing is, because the way I'm looking at this, too, is that this is the prelude for Trump. Now, Trump will absolutely be worse than Bernie coming at Biden. But Bernie, at every single turn, Captain, it seemed like Bernie wanted to make sure that he was getting his sort of socialist, Marxist, revolutionary message out there. Joe Biden tried to call him on it, but Bernie absolutely, I think, missed his opportunity to even appear that he was somewhat electable, and he put all that to bed tonight. He's not electable.
Well, of course, and folks, when we come back, I'll tell you what Joe Biden did in the first 13 seconds of his conversation with Bernie. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, all across the country from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor, I ran into somebody at the gun show this weekend that I was at, and they told me that they had tried Relief Factor, and they were having all kinds of discomfort with their shoulder and their elbow, something that they got from years of misuse and arthritis and a couple other things. And they said, doggone, if the darn stuff didn't work 2 weeks into the picture, and they're now taking it religiously and would not be without it. Pain gone. That's what I keep hearing. That's what I keep hearing. And folks, I'm telling you, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches or pain in general, then let me suggest that you start out with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including yours truly, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. I mean, what the heck have you got to lose? It's $20. And for $20, it could be something that could turn your life totally around to where you could start doing things again. Because this gentleman I ran into, he said he was in such pain he had to stop doing the things he loved to do. Okay, well, I got that. And as a result, he got his life back. So there you go. Well, anyway, that's Relief Factor. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I think we got a caller on the line. I'm going to try this and see what happens. We'll see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Captain Matt, this is Buck in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, hi, Buck. Where you been?
Oh, I've been listening. I've just been busy. I'm on tour 3 now.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, my friend?
Yeah. What I was going to say, and I'm being very serious, if they want to triage a lot of these people with the coronavirus, all over the country is closed Sears stores
right.
that are in probably pretty good shape. I'm serious.
You're right. You're right.
You could take them and put them there in a safe area. And put a bunch of people in all stuff, you know, medical and law enforcement and stuff.
There's something to consider. There's another chain that you can throw into the mix, and it's the Winn-Dixie stores that closed down.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, and come to think of it, Kmart too. So there's three of them.
And they're all over the country in big areas, and you could put people in there and have the ventilators in the. Medical personnel and the security and everything else, and help out American citizens. America first, buddy.
You got it. This is the right place to say that. All right, thanks, Buck.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
All righty, that's our buddy Buck. And Kyle, he brings up an interesting point. But see, down here we've had Winn-Dixie, a grocery chain that closed a bunch of stores and revamped their operation. There's a big opportunity there. And as he just got done talking about the Sears stores, of course, Sears has gone away, the retail stores, and they're pretty much predominant. You can almost look anywhere and find a Sears store, you know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, I know of a couple here in my area that would be that empty square footage right now. And what Buck talks about, Captain, I mean, that's ingenuity at work. What Joe Biden wanted to do at the debate yesterday evening on Sunday night, he wanted the Army to come out and build a bunch of mobile tents or
something. We don't need to build anything.
Right.
And Buck's point just proves that. We don't need to build anything. And by the way, here's the other thing that's going on, and this drives me up the wall. As an emergency first responder and part of the emergency operations network in my state of Florida, and knowing what's been going on for years, we have got thousands of beds, thousands of tents, thousands of medical paraphernalia to do whatever they want to do and don't have to spend a dime. It's called the Emergency Medical backup hospitals that we have for things like hurricanes and floods and big-time fires, which, by the way, we've had to use before.
Well, exactly. But in other words, sometimes, you know, politicians want to look like they've come up with the...
But they want to build a Taj Mahal and they don't need to do it, for God's sake. This isn't something that's going to go on forever, Kyle. And, oh, by the way, while we're on the subject, did you know that coronavirus has been present in the United States for over a year?
Well, that's one of the indications that we seem to have, because hasn't it presented as an unspecified virus in the past, something like that?
Absolutely, positively. People with the same exact symptoms as what's going on right now got an unspecified virus, got very sick, and got over it about 3 weeks or so later. And they believe that this might have been the same exact thing that's going on now, and it goes back a year, and nobody's talking about it. And by the way, something else nobody's talking about? What does heat do to this coronavirus, Kyle?
Well, hopefully, like other viruses, it would extinguish it. Yeah, it would kill it.
Right. So if you're living in the warm weather of Florida, where it was 87 or 88 degrees yesterday, and it's going to be the same today, and the same the next day, and the same the next day, and on and on and on, then great. And think about this for a second. What's it going to do to the virus?
Right. Well, you think hopefully it would stop the spread.
Of course it's going to. And these people are going nuts. And of all places, your state of California, I get it. They're certifiable out there anyway, the leadership anyway. Not you, but the leadership is certifiable. But my God in heaven. And then New York City, de Blasio. Well, we're closing all of the restaurants, and no one will be able to go in, and you can call to say your takeout order. We're going to take out order. How would you know, maybe he can, because who's going to pay for the takeout orders?
Well, exactly. Well, certainly, you know, and this came down just late yesterday evening on Sunday night, Captain. The mayor of Los Angeles has announced that all restaurants, all bars, are going to close, with the exception that restaurants can do takeout and delivery. There's going to be done for 2 weeks. Movie theaters, gyms, other areas where people might be gathering. I haven't seen shopping mall on that list yet, but I'm wondering if that's close behind.
Well, if it is, then they really better get their heads out of their you-know-what, because that is where America goes.
Well, exactly right. And a lot of times those restaurants are located at shopping malls where people are going out to
And where are the big box stores at? Usually in the shopping mall.
Well, exactly.
Or close by.
Exactly. So this is a pretty big development. And, of course, I'm in Orange County. I'm south of Los Angeles, so we're looking to see if a similar thing is going to be
right
here.
Hang on a minute. Let's take this call. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's Major Joe. How you doing?
Doing good. Good, Major Joe. What's up?
Listen, I saw a thing on the Lysol can, on the back of the Lysol can.
Oh, yeah. About the coronavirus?
It's right there.
Yeah, no, it's in there. Part of the ingredient's in there, a small part. Yep.
It has to use.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, I'm sorry to bring it to your attention.
Good point, Major Joe. I'm aware of that. Good point. But and again, you know, these are the little things. I mean, people are. Could I say there's a mass overreaction being brought on by the media? Could I say that?
Well, I think you're right, and yeah, I've seen the thing on the Lysol can. I know that I am too.
I got a can right here. I'm looking at the back, and there it is.
Yeah, I think the term coronavirus is like almost it's like an inclusive, because even like cold viruses can fall in that category.
That's right.
But this is what they call the novel coronavirus. So, but it may not have been seen at least in the terms of the scientific community.
All right, let me address Eric with something. Eric just pointed something out to me. Well, Eric, what you don't know is it's been that way for, how many years was I in the, 25 years in the fire service. We did this all the time, biological warfare. And the last 10, 15 years that I've been involved in CERT at a local level and a state level, we've done it all the time. Eric, this is constantly being worked on, tabletop exercises, constantly. That's how come we're so good at what we do down here when it comes to hurricanes and whatnot. Now we're going to get a chance to shine and show you what we can do with the rest of this. And again, Kyle, I hate to tell you this, but California comes here to learn how to handle an emergency. I'm serious. They send their people over here to Florida to get trained.
I don't doubt it, and because I mean that helps everybody, you know, in the end. But right, I mean, there's all kinds of things that we could be doing, but unfortunately, you have a lot of politicians that either they believe they're going to be getting some kudos or this kind of stuff.
I got one more for you before we have to take a break here. Let's just ponder this for a minute. No large gatherings, right?
Right, right.
CDC is now saying no gatherings of more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks, right?
That's right, yeah.
I would be interested to see if congressmen and senators really have begun to avoid those big, lush lunches and dinners and meetings that they have where half the House will be and half the Senate will be or something like that. I wonder if they're going to, in meeting with their constituents and their lobbies, I wonder if they're going to stop that, because that's when they get their money.
Right.
All right, hold the fort. Yeah, folks, and I mean, think about this. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? They aren't going to do it. They're telling us to do all this stuff. They're not going to do it. So, hey, I got an answer for that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Folks that we spoke to, they've done a fantastic job. They're going to meet the needs of the public. They're going round the clock if they have to, and they're committed to the communities where they're serving and which they serve so beautifully and have for a long time.
President Trump says he's spoken to the CEOs of grocery stores across the country, and in light of all the fear of coronavirus spreading, the supermarkets promise shelves will be replenished with supplies. The president asking the American people not to hoard.
And the stores are stocking up at a level that's beyond Christmas time. It's great. It was very reassuring speaking to these people. They have it totally in hand. There's no need for anybody in the country to hoard essential food supplies. They said to me, could you please tell them, just go and buy, enjoy it, have a nice dinner, relax, because there's plenty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And let me tell you about my friends at Moss Nissan. They've got a service department that's second to nobody's, and I'll tell you how I know. I took my car over there last week to have the oil changed, and I decided to put some synthetic oil into it and all that sort of stuff, and they went through. And, of course, they've got the Moss Care and all that, so with that I get free oil changes. I did have to pay for the synthetic, which I didn't care. I wanted it in there to begin with. So I went ahead, paid for the synthetic. Everything else was taken care of. And guess what they did that I didn't even know they were going to do? An antimicrobial treatment that comes with your Moss Care. It's engineered to seek and destroy viruses and bacteria on all the interior surfaces, including the air ducts in your vehicle. And the second application is free. So go on into Moss Nissan and get that vehicle sanitized. And I mean exactly what I'm saying. Moss Care, with the vehicles, comes with new and pre-owned vehicles at Moss Nissan. Vets, active military, first responders, all get 15% off when you have a vehicle serviced. I know, it happened to me. And the same goes for military family members. Did you hear that? That's the husbands and the wives of the soldiers deployed and the whole nine yards and the moms and dads too, military family members. So take the time to get your vehicle serviced for spring and summer. Those trips are out there, and you're going to be driving. Gas is cheap. You don't think so? It was $1.89, not very far from where I'm sitting right now over the weekend, and it might even go lower. But if you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, and tell them that you're a veteran or active duty military or first responder, active or retired, or member of a military family, then you're going to get 15% off the service on your vehicle. Now, remember, they've got locations in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Crystal River on US 19, over here in Tampa, 11001 North Florida. And this also goes for the Moss Acura dealership, too. Same thing. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren. Hey, you like that idea, Kyle?
It sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know it. I mean, they're saying, oh, we're going to microbial your vehicle now. And I looked at him. I said, what the hell are you talking about? They said, oh, yes, it comes with a vehicle, and I'll be doggone.
That's really cool. I mean, that sounds
who does that?
Service. Yeah, that's a great service for their customers, and especially now, but with the heightened awareness of all this. But that's great. You get in your car, and it's cleaner than it's ever been, basically.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And I got a comment here from the Trump campaign about the Bernie Sanders-Joe Biden debate. It says, as President Trump leads our country and takes unprecedented action in stopping the coronavirus, it's now clearer than ever that no leaders exist on the Democratic debate stage. Unable to articulate a coronavirus plan, both Bernie and Biden offered little more than plagiarizing President Trump's response, which now will be the model for all future pandemics. Both Bernie and Biden proved themselves to be two sides of the same coin, offering a complete government takeover of the healthcare system, which would destroy employer-provided insurance for 180 million Americans. Both embraced reckless and dangerous immigration policies that would imperil our citizens, and both pledged to kill fossil fuel industries that employ millions of people. It doesn't matter which one of these two is the Democratic nominee. Either one would reverse the hottest economy in modern history with the great gains we've made under President Trump. Well, I believe it.
Absolutely. Yeah, the difference I get from what the candidates were saying yesterday on the debate stage is the difference between that President Trump is trying to stop this. He says, you know, we want to stop this as soon as we can, because he understands that the economy would snap back, of course. This is a terrible interruption in that. But the candidates want to find a way to use this to bring about their, you know, it's been dropped in their lap in that sense, but they want to use it politically in order to bring about their vision for an all-encompassing government. They're two very, very different approaches here.
Now, I want you to pay close attention to this story I'm about to read you, folks. This is coming to us from China, from the Washington Times. Residents of Hubei province, the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak, resumed a more normal daily life routine as factories and other businesses reopened, possibly offering encouragement to the U.S. and other affected nations. This has been a two-month ordeal in Hubei, where everything was shut down and nobody went anywhere. Now, it's important to call the disease by its proper name, COVID-19, because the coronavirus is a group of diseases, including seasonal diseases. And as I told you, last year, the coronavirus was present in the United States, and most people didn't even know they had it when they thought they had the flu. And the doctor diagnosed them with an unspecified virus because they didn't know what it was. No, go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, and that is really something. The more that we learn about that particular revelation, I think would really speak volumes and hopefully inform us as to what to expect from this and hopefully dial down the fear factor of that.
Right. Whole
thing.
Now, the COVID-19 virus is the latest strain on the worldhealth.org that they've classified it as a pandemic, but it is what it is. Okay, let me go to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Well, hello, Florida. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You just in Florida? That's all you want to say?
Well, I'm Cheryl. I've talked with you before, but
okay.
My issue is that I think they're instilling a lot of fear.
You got it.
And they're trying to quell the ability for America to have meet and congregate, which is one of their rights. And then they're dispelling the ability for businesses to stay open.
Yep.
And they're squashing that.
Yep.
So it's becoming a regime of totalitarianism where they're going to rule over you.
You're right.
And when I went to the doctor's office not too long ago, they were questioning me about where I had been, if I'd been to China, and then they want to turn around and tell me all these places I have to go to fulfill some sort of health care issue. And I said, well, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that I might expose other people?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But anyway, I appreciate you talking about it, okay?
Thank you.
And I'll keep you in my prayer, and I hope you have yourself a fabulous day.
Thank you very much. You too. Thank you, Cheryl. And by the way, Carl, I should point out that I've been going to the doctor on a regular basis every day for the last 10 days because of an injury that I suffered. And one of the things that they've been doing with me is they've been giving me a blood test each week, and that's part of what they're doing with certain groups of people. And I had one the first week I was there. I had one the second week I was there. Everything is fine, but that's how they check to find out if, everything's the way it's supposed to be, right?
Exactly. That's right. Blood panels.
Yeah, and then of course, with what they're doing, I've seen a lot of people come in there, and some people come in the doctor's office, and I'm in there for maybe 20, 30 minutes and right out the door because of what they have to do with me is not all that drastic. And, people come in and go, well, I got this and I got that and, I gotta have a test. And, holy smokes. Calm down.
Right.
God.
Well, that's an interesting thing you bring up about the coronavirus testing, and the idea, and this is what the candidates are talking about. We have free tests and everybody gets tested, and Nancy Pelosi has talked about this. But my question is, what if we test some people or you can get a test, but then tomorrow you went somewhere, you went to the mall, you went out and do you need another test? Because you got tested negative yesterday, and how many tests are we testing every day? And in other words, what are the parameters of this beyond the political sort of rhetoric that we're hearing about it?
Once a week. All right, hold on a second. Good morning, caller. What's your name? You got about 30 seconds. We're going to go to a break.
Hello, Captain. This is Jim from Tampa. Another great show.
Thank you.
I think that this thing would advance the country a huge amount if for the next 2 weeks to a month, they could shut down the media.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't shut me down. Don't shut me down, though.
shut down the media.
I got you.
Goodbye.
All right. Thanks. We'll start with CNN, Kyle.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, it's a story that's taken on a life of its own.
But CNN actually flat out lied all weekend long. And yesterday they had that announcer, whatever the heck her name was. I can't find it now, but she got on there. What was her name here? Where is it? Anna Cabrera got on there and flat out lied.
Well, there's a lot of misconception or misinformation going on out there.
And I'm going to talk about that in the next hour, too.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, let me have you stick around. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
All right, stick around, because we'll talk about this, because I know you're aware of this, and I also want to get something else out there, and it'll make it interesting for the listeners, because we want to talk about Ilhan Omar, who has been very quiet, and all of a sudden we find out a little something in the playground took place here, but it is what it is. Kyle will be with me, and I'm going to carry him over, and we're going to continue after I get the Truckers Highway and Bible report there. It's not that long anyway. And then we'll talk about this CNN story, because this is unbelievable. Oh, and then I got one about... this is a great night for news. I got one about Elizabeth Warren. You're going to die when you hear this one. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking, and that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to start on the West Coast where our buddy Kyle Warren is, and Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. You there?
Okay. Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read you your weather forecast, but it's also for everybody going your way. You ready?
Absolutely.
A large and slow-moving storm system will deliver locally heavy rain, possibly flooding for the lower areas in the mountains, heavy mountain snow to California and the Great Basin earlier this week. Meanwhile, a system will continue to impact the upper northern part of the United States with some colder weather, snow, and wind during the week. Now, I'm looking at the weather where you're at, and you have got a winter storm warning, and in the mountains of the Sierra Nevadas from Reno, Lake Tahoe, all the way down to just about your backyard up there in the San Bernardino Mountains, you got all red, which means winter storm warning.
That's right. Yeah, I've heard that we're supposed to get a whole bunch of rain here in Southern California.
You are, and down below you, you got flood watches and warnings all through the valley down there where you live, and up towards up towards San Francisco, the Napa Valley up in there is a flood warning up in there. You got snow for Central Nevada, snow for Reno. So our listeners on AM 1180 KCKQ tonight, you'll be getting some white stuff by morning, but it's not what it's going to be upstairs going over Donner on I-80. So be advised. I do believe you'll be hanging iron up there. And in Montana, folks, I-94, you've got snow in the eastern part of Montana headed on over into Nebraska. Eastern part of Nebraska, you got some high winds tonight, 35, 40-mile-an-hour gusts. Western part of Minnesota, you've got gusts there, 25 to 35. And South Dakota around Rapid City, you got some winds in there, 25 to 30 miles an hour. There is some heavy fog right now in the eastern part of Wyoming to affect Nebraska, the southern part of Nebraska, and also down below, down into Kansas, there's fog now in the western part of Kansas along I-70 coming out of Colorado, so be advised of that. Texas might have some interesting weather there by the looks here. You've got some thunderstorms in the offing coming off the Mexican side towards, well, Catwoman and Road Dogg is coming in your direction. So apparently you got some weather down there where you're at. I just heard from them, by the way, and they told me that they were the places they'd stopped to. They said the people in South Texas are panicking, Kyle, because there's no water.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Jeez. Well, they're not going to drink the Rio Grande water, I guarantee you that. All right, and then we got fog all across the Gulf from about Brownsville all the way up to, all the way up to Houston, spotty fog, and then we got patchy fog from Houston all the way over to New Orleans and right to the Mississippi line. And over in the East Coast, you got a little bit of along the coast from about the middle of Georgia up through South Carolina, North Carolina, and up towards Norfolk. You've got some riptides and currents in there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And Kyle, next time you go out on the road, you got to check out a Flying J, because you'll love them out there in California.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I've seen them as I've been traveling, and I think I stopped in one on my last trip back from Arizona, I think.
All right, well, here's what I want to talk about with you. I want to get this out there, because CNN, and this is from the Trump-Pence campaign. This isn't me just blowing smoke here, folks. This came from the Trump Rapid Response Team. CNN is maliciously and intentionally lying to America. Now, I saw the full 7-minute segment hosted by CNN's Anna Cabrera. I watched it, so I know what they're saying is true. CNN repeatedly featured, Kyle, a total lie on screen, pushing repeatedly the debunked false claim that President Trump called coronavirus a hoax. And they did it over, this commentator, this Anna Cabrera, did it over and over and over again. And it is an absolute flat-out lie, and I can prove it.
Wow. That's really something. Unfortunately, you know, if that's what they're doing, then it's really giving the people a false impression. This is a par for the course, unfortunately.
Now, let me tell you how I can prove this. I can prove it with one of the most liberal rags in the country, the Washington Post. How about that?
Okay, cool.
The full quote shows Trump is criticizing Democratic talking points and the media's coverage of his administration's response to coronavirus. He never says that the virus itself is a hoax, and that's from the Washington Post.
Isn't that something? You see, and that is so important because usually the full quote will tell you what you need to know, and that's what we in the business call the context of the quote.
And why anybody is watching CNN is beyond me. Now, there's nobody in the airport, so, you know, CNN's in all the airports, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I take that back. There's people in the international airports because they can't get out because of the health checks.
That's right. Yeah, LAX is, really crowded tonight. Is really
all right, well, let me read a couple more comments here, and this will cement the point. This is from factcheck.org. Now, once in a while, they're a little bit iffy, but not on this one. Trump said that when he used the word hoax, he was referring to Democrats finding fault with his administration's response to coronavirus, not the virus itself. Even after Trump explained his remarks, some Democrats continued to wrongly accuse Trump of describing the coronavirus as a hoax. Here's the next one from an organization called Check Your Fact. He did not refer to the coronavirus itself as a hoax. At no point in the rally does Trump directly call the novel coronavirus outbreak a hoax or conspiracy. In fact, he refers to the respiratory virus as a public health threat and reiterates we have to take it very, very seriously. That's what we're doing. We're preparing for the worst. Bingo.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Captain, this reminds me of, you know, the fact that we still hear some commentators, on different
MSNBC.
That's right. Well, but people mentioning Russia.
Yeah.
Or that
MSNBC.
Yeah, or the president's a Russian agent.
Yep.
And that's because it's out there and they're going to get some political mileage on it.
Did you ever stop to think about the fact that somebody that might be accusing somebody of being something might be one themselves?
That's right. It's one of the oldest tricks in the book, actually.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. I'll finish it with this. This is CBS News. CBS News' Scott Pelley said Trump said that the Democrats making so much of a Democratic hoax, not that the virus was a hoax. So there we go again.
Yeah.
And I got two more that I haven't even gotten to that I don't need to because I've already proven my point when I mentioned the Washington Post and they blew her out of the water.
That's right. Well, see, in this day and age, you know, it was easier to get away with that kind of stuff, you know, back in the day. But with, of course, the advent and the popularity of talk radio and social media nowadays, all that gets debunked pretty quick. But unfortunately, you have people who think that they can still sort of, as long as they say it enough, remember that old big lie strategies, they say it enough, people will believe it.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and you're going to stick around till after the top of the hour, and we'll go for a little while longer here. But I want to talk when we come back, folks, just so you know what we're up to. China has hinted at denying Americans some of the life-saving coronavirus drugs that they make in China. Well, I got an answer for that one, too. And I got a couple of good, strong arms of support behind the statement that I'm going to make about that one. Because China, you can just go, because guess what? We're going to make it ourselves in the United States. Hello.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. I think the president has been far looking further down the road on this. And quite frankly, to have that kind of a statement coming at this particular time with the world events is not only irresponsible, but it helps to ratchet up, unfortunately, the tension that's there between China and the United States already.
Right. Well, you hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour, the news and the break, and all the stations get to identify themselves. And Kyle Warren will be back with me. We are going to talk about what China's talking about threatening doing. We're going to talk about Ilhan Omar, because we do, and there's some chat in the chat room about, oh, and I got to talk about Elizabeth Warren, and there's some chat in the chat room about amateur radio. That is my little forte, and I'll tell you about somebody that said something that wasn't true there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.